I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The Central Planning Authority is meeting today with two government entities bringing applications to the board. Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller reports.
The first application comes from the Port Authority, which is applying for shade structures and fencing on Seafarers Way in central Georgetown. This was previously before the board in June, with the Port Authority set to brainstorm with the National Conservation Council about appropriate setbacks. The proposal is to install removable sunshades as well as fencing along Seafarers Way road frontage. The site is located in a, quote, highly exposed coastal setting subject to high winds and wave action during hurricanes and nor'westers. The NCC noted that fixed shade canopies in this location present a, quote, high risk of failure during severe weather, with a potential for damaged fabric, framing, and fasteners entering the adjacent marine environment, adding that the shades should be, quote, readily demountable, removed, and stored in advance of inclement weather. The other government agency with a proposal today, the Health Services Authority. The HSA is pitching two medical change of use applications at the Georgetown Hospital. First is a 1,700 change of use from administrative offices to a pediatric outpatient clinic, as well as a 1,500 square foot change of use from women's health offices and treatment rooms to an expanded adolescent mental health clinic at the Georgetown Hospital. Reporting for Radio KMAN News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And you can find today's full agenda at planning.ky. In August, the Ministry of Culture and Heritage is hoping kids between the ages of 14 and 19 will join them for the first Beat of Our Hearts Summer Drumming Camp.
We have Mr. Willie Stewart from Miramar, Florida. He has a similar program in place in the schools over there.
Third World, Willie Stewart?
Yes, Third World. Along with some of our local artists, Jason Gilbert and Mr. Renard Powell. They work with the folk singers.
The ministry, Shakira Miller, tells Radio KMAN the camp will teach the teens to play drums while building their confidence, discipline, and teamwork. Colleague Christy Wattler McElroy says campers don't even need a musical background, just a desire to learn.
This camp is just the beginning. We'd love to eventually establish a Cayman Islands drumming collective where young people can continue learning and perform at community events and mentor others and just help preserve our cultural traditions.
The camp runs from the 10th to the 15th of August from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Intergenerational Hub. And there will be a closeout concert on the 15th that's open to the public. To register, head to MYSH_Cayman on social media. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings. Now let's check in with the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with David Harper. American lawmakers and Israeli officials have expressed concern over a landmark nuclear deal between the US and Saudi Arabia that's expected to be announced today. Critics are warning the plan could ultimately lead to Saudi Arabia being able to develop weapons-grade material. The ousted president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has arrived at a New York court for a hearing over the schedule of his US drug trafficking case. The former leader, who has pleaded not guilty, has been held in jail since US forces snatched him from his compound in Caracas in January. The EU's Food Safety Agency has reduced the acceptable level of a chemical found widely in drinking water. There's new evidence that TFA can have an impact on a hormone that regulates the body's metabolism. The new commander-in-chief of Ukraine's armed forces says he's been tasked with introducing new technological innovations. Mykhailo Drapaty has replaced the veteran general Oleksandr Sirsky. An investigation is underway in France after a modelling scout with close ties to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was found dead at his home outside Paris. Danielle Sayad was being investigated on suspicion of trafficking young women to Epstein. France recorded nearly 6,000 more deaths than usual during a heat wave in the last 2 weeks of June. Japan, too, has been experiencing severe heat, with thousands admitted to hospital on Tuesday. The UN's cultural body has added the Lebanese city of Tyre to its list of threatened World Heritage Sites. Most of the inhabitants of the ancient Phoenician settlement fled earlier this year after the Israeli army issued evacuation orders. The Spanish footballer Gavi, who was hurled to the floor during a fracas that marred the end of Sunday's Men's World Cup final, has said he does not believe his assailant should be suspended. Footage appeared to show Argentina's Leandro Paredes pushing the Barcelona midfielder to the turf by putting his hand in his face. A FIFA investigation is currently underway. BBC News.